Episode 7, A Gift and a Curse. Good Pirate Lydia felt a shiver run the course of her spine, and her gut felt warm with warning. Oh, yes, well, I am, and you are, and this is all very much a surprise to me as I, she stumbled over words while simultaneously pulling her hand from the gentle gesture of Ebenezer and staring anywhere but into his eyes. She could sense a charm over her that almost robbed her of discerning this was even the very villain everyone spoke of. An awkward silence filled the air, until Luke seemed to sense the fear or embarrassment overwhelming Pirate Lydia. In an attempt to spare her either, he lobbed an apple from across the long, elegant table. His aim was true, as it conked Ebenezer directly on his head. "Ouch, Luke! What was that for? I thought you knew all along I was your oarsman. It was a right good prank, I would say." Distracted by the efforts of Luke, Ebenezer stood up to welcome him with a mischievous elbow to the rib. Pirate Lydia found herself relieved and taking a breath. The apple rolled under the table just between the paws of her trusty dough-dragon, who peeked out in a gesture of permission to eat it. "Oh, yes, go on, Licky. It's all yours, of course," she said. With one bite, the ferocious and extremely endearing creature split the apple and crunched with delight. Drool poured onto Pirate Lydia's boots. She grabbed her napkin to wipe them and, after closer observation, could see that they were weaved with silken strands of gold. "How about we eat? You both look like you came in as skinny stowaways in desperate need of some food and revelry. Why such a serious expression from our new friend, Luke? She seems as if my charms are but a mere shock to all she may have heard from you, or who knows else. What on earth have you told her about me? If anything, I learned how to properly introduce myself from you, brother."
"Brother?" interrupted Pirate Lydia.
"Oh, yes. Didn't he tell you that his favor is relative? He has only to say a word, and all my spoils are at his disposal, because he is my brother. I bet he is the envy of all just for that very reason. There's no doubt that living in my shadow isn't the darkest spot on the map. He lacks no material possession, and sleeps on sheets of gold linen. Did he not lure you into our good company with the promise of gold?" boasted Ebenezer. Pirate Lydia glanced at the far end of the table where Luke reclined, rolling his eyes and almost completely ignoring the consistent boasting from Ebenezer as he popped grapes into his mouth one by one. Finally, he spoke up. "Ebenezer, she knows all about you. Your greed has made you famous, and even across the sea, the dragons are becoming more scarce, and the story of your curse is revealed to many," explained Luke. Ebenezer leaned back in his chair and began to laugh hysterically. After he composed himself and took a long drink from an oversized gold goblet, he spoke up. "I am not cursed, dear brother. I'm also not greedy. And to prove it, I would like to present Pirate Lydia with a gift." Ebenezer cheerfully replied. A servant appeared with a beautiful mahogany and gold box that was tied with a green velvet ribbon. He handed it to Pirate Lydia and gestured for her to open it. She hesitated and then looked up. She remembered that now was a time for her to listen, as God would reveal through his Holy Spirit the exact truth in reversing the curse. She must listen and remain patient. Things were not what they seemed. Ebenezer was charming, and although the motives of his generosity were deeply in question, here she was at his table, eating his food, being presented with a gift. Hearing him laugh about being cursed and who knows what would happen next, God would equip her for whatever was to come. "Thank you, Ebenezer. That is very kind of you," she said. Then she bravely turned the latch and opened the beautiful, gleaming box.